Welcome back to Season Sessions, where we'll take you through the Black news of the week. And you're joined with your host, Ada.
And your host, Hanifa.
I feel like this is like really to the side.
Yeah, you're in a weird position.
I'll just have to sit like this.
Yeah.
On the way here.
Yeah.
I was watching. I was listening to Watch the Throne.
Right. The album.
Yeah. Right. I implore everybody to re-listen to it. Okay. And it made me realize that we haven't had good music in a really long time.
That was 12 years ago.
We're just putting up with shit.
Oh, no. Music has taken a dip. I think since 2015.
Yeah.
Just took a nosedive.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon 2016 was a good year, though.
That was off the cliff. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what good. No, because that was that like Turn Down for What kind of era? Whenever that
no,
came out.
No, that was way before.
2014. That was when
Turn
things
Down
started
for what
to go.
Was that like uni times?
Yeah.
No, 2016 was like Controller, Rihanna Work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll give 2016.
Yeah. I'm actually, you know what? It might actually be since Rihanna. But like, obviously, not including like Beyonce and co. But like,
there's been a few good albums here and there.
But it's like not... the average is so, like, I was listening to Watch the Throne and I was like, we may never get anything like this again. And also the average has dropped so much, so is that that's why we don't have cross collabs
we need
of genres.
More collaborate. Yeah.
Because I was listening to, I was bopping along to whatever that Mr. Hudson song was on there. Oh, yeah. What's it? Is it Who Can Love You? Love something?
I haven't listened to that album in years.
Anyway, we don't have cross collabs anymore because you can only cross collab when two people are super talented and actually know how to use their genres together, which is why Jay-Z Encore will still run. But if everybody's subpar, they don't know how to collab.
But do you think artists are listening outside? Like, are they sticking within their genres or are they listening to like what's out there? Because I feel
this
like before,
is also it. Yeah.
They used to be, listening to everything and then they'd be like this underground.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how we got screamo into the name. When everything was dubstep. That was a bad time. But at least people were experimenting.
Yeah, but that I think it's that the new artists aren't, they're not branching out.
It's very much like you are this, you're hyperpop, you're rap.
You can tell, like, when you see the interviews, like, I've been watching more interviews of Billie Eilish, and Billie Eilish is incredibly talented, but she also knows her music. But then, I don't even know who to compare it to, but then you look at these other people and you'll bring up an artist that is not... It's weird that you won't know an artist that existed 10 years before you were born. If that makes sense. Like, why wouldn't you know an artist that existed in the 90s that was massive?
Do you know why?
Or even the 80s?
I think it's because, think about our parents.
Yeah.
We were listening to our parents' music. So we've got the oldies.
Yeah.
But then if your mum was, I don't know, was a teenager in 2003, and that's the music you grew up to, the oldies are like Nelly and stuff.
No.
It's the generation. You listen to your parents' music, and then you branch out, or you're like older brothers and older sisters.
But even, no.
Also, means, no, do you know what? Actually,
but that means that mother teenager also didn't listen to any older music.
Look, I can't answer all the questions, but I also think there's a problem with, and I noticed this at Christmas, because when I was a kid, when we were just like chilling, you know, everyone's doing their thing, we'd have the music channel on.
Yeah.
So you dip into the living room and be like, oh, who's this? There's no music channel.
Yeah.
There's MTV doesn't play music videos. There's no music video channel, so you can't happen upon a different genre because you'll never, and you can't, or like watch a video and then be like, who's that in the video? Like, Kim Kardashian used to be in Fall Out Boy's videos.
Very true. That's one problem.
Lil Wayne mixing up with Fall Out Boy.
Let's remember that Lil Wayne did a whole rock album. Do you think anybody's going to do that today?
Exactly.
They're not going to do that. Remember, Nicki was also on this track.
Right. Fall Out Boy, Kanye. They were
everybody was collabing.
Every one of my references is Fall Out Boy here. But I think stands to reason.
That is also part of it. But then also is the individualization of technology is also a big part
of it. That's the same
because
thing.
Similar. Like, why would you listen to the radio if you have your iPod?
Honestly,
But like, if you have your own music, you don't listen to the radio. You don't even listen to the radio. My mum doesn't listen to the radio anymore.
We listen to the radio in the car, but then it's always then they're not even playing new music.
No, it's the same.
It's just oldies.
But even with that, my mum would just permanently have on Smooth FM.
Oh yeah,
exactly. So then you would listen to all the older tracks, and you would be complaining. But now those are some of my favorite bits. Or even if you listen to Radio 1, But now, if you're just in the car, but maybe when I have kids, I'm going to be like, look, we're all listening to music together. You're not going to grow up and somebody's going to ask you who Marvin Gaye is. And you're going to be like, who the fuck is that?
No, exactly. No, we'll have music lessons. And maybe I'll bring back a music channel.
Is the music channel still on?
No,
You will make one. No, I think it's more like, even if you were watching, it's more about watching things together.
Yeah, it is.
Because, also, again, like, you'll just be on your iPad.
Do you know what I do like?
Go on.
If you have Spotify and you've got, like, a shared account.
Yeah.
So there's a family mix.
Oh, is it?
And it just takes music from, and I'm on my brother's Spotify. I don't know who else is on there, but I sometimes dip into the family mix.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check on my.
But mine's listening to Black Pumas.
My mum's just gonna be listening to gospel music.
Yeah, no, but you get no. But it mixes it out nicely, so you'll get
does it?
You'll get a bit of the oldies, like some random rock song.
Her rap is just Bible verse of the day. That's it's not like gonna give me
our
anything.
Father to a beat.
Like, honestly, it's just Bible verse of the day, and I'm gonna be listening. It's gonna skip from a future song to a Bible verse.
But no, but that's what you need. Like, I'll listen to my brother's playlist sometimes, just to see. Sending playlists, like, is a love language.
The shared DJ thing. No. Me and Steph do that.
No, we don't. I'm not that close with anyone to do to be doing that.
It's like, yeah, you can just put two people in, and then they it matches your music taste. And then pulls in new songs that you will both enjoy.
I like that.
Like, so it's like it's literally a mix. That's
I might look into that. But I think I'm moving away from Spotify
to Apple Music.
I don't know if I'm moving to Apple Music. I'm not really sure what I'm doing.
According to my Twitter, LimeWire is back because they keep advertising on my Twitter.
Really?
We're back. Why are you back?
I can't be downloading one song at a time. Wait,
but what do we need you for? Was there a need? Like, there's no need, especially in this age where people are like, pay the artist.
If you don't have, like, Spotify or Apple Music, you can literally just go to YouTube.
Yeah, it's true. And YouTube do picture in picture now.
What's that?
As in, like, you don't have to stay on the app.
No.
Yeah, yeah. They've definitely rolled it out for some people because it works on mine, but I've not seen it work on anybody else.
That happens to me sometimes and I'm like, is this a glitch?
No, it happened to me all through Christmas. And I was like, oh, I could actually live
life. Maybe they gave you a free trial to the family premium. I got that once.
Or is it part of premium?
Yeah.
Picture in picture?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And then every time, it's always like, do you want to restore? And I'm like, no, I'm not paying that.
No, okay, maybe they were teasing me then. Oh, well.
But it lasted for a while.
I think it's still going. It's good because some of the YouTube videos I'm watching these days, these things are half an hour long. These TV shows, I need to use my phone.
Exactly.
Well,
it's been a busy week.
It has been a busy week.
It's been a windy week.
And I don't want to complain about the weather like a British person, but this cold is a new cold. I read yesterday that we are going to see dips up to minus 10 to 15.
Do you know what you will not be seeing? Hanifa.
If it ever drops that low, we won't be recording. We'll record from home.
Yeah.
Because that's too much. That's actually horrible.
We really can't handle the cold.
-10, Anifa, is not anything we should handle. In this country, we shouldn't be seeing temperatures like that.
I miss spring.
I don't. I'm a bit concerned. But yeah, so it's going to be like minus 15, blizzardy.
Yeah.
Windy. And people will be asking you to do work. I'm shivering in my own house. Cold in my own yard.
I slept with pyjamas, a cardigan, a hoodie, and a house coat.
Yeah.
And the hoodie was up.
Yeah. Me that usually sleeps bare ass naked.
I'm naked. Me with every one of my clothes.
I'm not comfortable.
Yeah.
And I can always... The thing was also, like, because I'm in a new build, and it always shows, like, this was not built correctly, because I have underfloor heating, but I can feel a breeze on my toes, and every window is shut. Where is it coming from? Where is it coming? And that tiny breeze, because it's so cold,
it cuts through.
Yeah, it's like you're like having to wrap so tightly.
Have slippers?
No, I
slippers. Okay, guys, everyone, you call me old, but slippers are a game changer.
I can't.
No,
I have like socks.
No, you think slipper socks are enough?
Yeah, that should be fine. Yeah,
get a nice slipper. Get those Uggs.
By the time I invested it, then summer.
No, my slippers are a lifetime thing now. When I went to other people's houses over Christmas, I took them with me.
You took your slippers? That's like, that's an old woman. That's really old woman activity. That's like, that's what your granddad does.
Yeah. I almost took my hot water bottle, but I was like, okay, can't take that.
I'm getting the electric hot water bottle that I've been seeing people rave
about. Don't. Trust me. As a connoisseur of heat, I will tell you. It's not worth it. Just get a regular hot water bottle.
I have a regular, but
no,
that's not...
trust me, the electric ones don't do it justice.
But I just don't want to keep refilling.
They last longer.
I just want the electric one.
Just get an electric blanket.
But it's electric because, are you thinking of the one that I'm thinking of?
Possibly not.
It's like, it has liquid inside.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
And the wraparound.
Yeah.
The electric.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't I do that?
It doesn't get hot enough. Trust me. If you want heat.
I don't need to be boiling. I just need to be warm.
I use it for my cat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's not hot enough for me.
Okay.
Anyway, shall we get into some of the podcast?
Yes.
Should we do a few shout outs?
Okay, let me just... I have my shout outs.
Okay.
I have two prongs.
Okay, I feel like you might have my shout outs.
Most likely. So chime in when you we've got the same. But I have two prongs. So my shout out is black women as a whole.
Oh, all of them?
Yeah, all the women. But mainly actually over the... because we had a big awards week. I can't remember if I had mascara on. I just paused. Because we had a big awards week, a lot of black women made a lot of history this weekend. So I want to shout out Kiki Palmer for being the first woman to win Outstanding Game Show Host for Passwords in 15 years and the first black woman to win, obviously, if she's the first woman. And then also Storm Reid for her Emmy Award for The Last of Us, which was the first... guest appearance award.
Oh wow,
they're pinging out new awards all every day these days.
Yeah.
But they didn't have a guest appearance award before, so she won the first one, and her speech actually made me cry.
Really?
I cry a lot these days though. One clip will send me off.
It's the weather.
She really didn't expect it, so she started crying immediately before she'd even stood up. It was really cute. And then Jasmine Guy, won an Emmy for short form comedy or drama. But yeah, the Emmys also happened. The Creative Arts Emmys also happened. Mm-hmm. More focus on
no
the
one,
Golden
no
Globes.
One's looking at them.
But they don't really do a massive ceremony. And then obviously Divine Joy Randolph for her role in The Holdovers, Golden Globe, supporting role. You know, there's loads of awards. And then Ayo Edebiri, obviously.
Irish superstar. No,
Irish queen. For her Golden Globe performance in The Bear. And yeah, that's my shout out to the black women, but also I've been seeing a lot of that's actually kind of pissed me off. A lot of people have been shouting out the women of the Golden Globes. No POC.
It's like that though, isn't it?
But there was loads of POC winners.
People struggle when they're like diversity, they're like women, but we mean white women.
Yeah, obviously, because there was a
and
video.
And then it's like black people. We mean black
there
men.
Was like a video like that was like, oh, that stupid TikTok sound like I what it is to be a woman, or I love to be a woman, and it was like clips of women at the Golden Globes. Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Margot, Meryl Streep, basically none of you people that won. Meanwhile, Ayo won, Divine won, Ali Wong won, Lily Gladstone won.
It was a lot.
Like, actually, a lot of POC women won, and you decided to not include one in your shit.
It's weird that someone would look at that and not see that as a win for women.
Yeah. I think they see it's like, oh, it's a win for... They see it as a win for black people, or they see it as a win for the indigenous community.
There are indigenous women.
Yeah, or Asian people, but, like, it's still for women.
Yeah.
Weird. Like, okay, let's show Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift... multiple times. Why
everywhere.
Were you even there? I know why you were there. There were nominations, but like, let me give a shit.
Yeah, literally.
Oh my God. Okay, go on. What's yours?
My shout out is two little girls from Recess Therapy, Amina and Avery. You've probably seen the clips going around. They interviewed Issa Rae. But I was like, I saw that clip and then I saw them interviewing the cast of Barbie and then I watched the whole 10-minute video of them interviewing everyone. They are so good.
They are cute.
They were so good. They were interviewing people and you could tell, like, they couldn't tell who some of the people were.
Of course.
But they played it off so well. You wouldn't have known because otherwise.
I feel like when they interviewed Billy, yeah. I feel like they said a song that wasn't hers. So she no. was like...
she asked what was your favourite song.
Yeah. And
they meant ever. Not of her.
Because I thought she was like, what?
No, one of the girls drew a little picture of her. They were really cute and they're so professional.
Yeah.
And they're only 7.
Get more kids on.
Yeah.
Also, sorry, I forgot to include Angela Bassett in my for winning her honorary Oscar, but I didn't. It's a bit of a. It's the slap in the face Oscar. I'm really happy that she got it. But it is like.
Next time, do it properly.
Yeah, actually give her something. And then also on top, sorry. You know what? People are doing a lot. I also want to shout out in my Black Women shout outs.
Right.
Because I have another one. Regina Hall. Because she recently got casted in a film with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, wow.
Directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. But the main reason of the shout out is because I don't know the extent of the role. She could easily have a 5-minute role, whatever. But Gabrielle Union came to her defense on Twitter saying that she was recently on some kind of roundtable and they had done a study of the most bankable actresses in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And Regina Hall was number 2.
Oh, wow.
But she made the point of that means Regina Hall guaranteed casting her brings in a shit ton of money. Number 2.
Mm-hmm, that's big.
But is she getting paid number 2? No. I'm sure in the list of 10, she's not even making 50% of what the list of 10 is making. And then obviously and she was saying that to obviously, basically, you know, pay people more.
Yeah.
But I thought that was quite nice because Regina Hall is bankable. She's hilarious.
Yeah, I really enjoyed when honestly, when she was at the Oscars.
That was the best bit.
Yeah, she was great.
They should give her an award show. Because Jo Koy, my God. I watched the Golden Globes live and it was really bad. And I think they cut his time.
Do you think?
I think, like, usually the host is on the stage for a lot of it.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
They know
they've got to a point where they're like, you need to trim, they're trimming you up.
I think they need to have a little kind of check-in moment where they evaluate how they do award shows.
Yeah.
And, like, what people want, what they're giving people.
Yeah.
We want funny. We want silly.
I think he thought he was funny.
Oh.
He thought it was, because even his comment about Barbie was like, it was borderline sexist, but like, you know. And however, in his small defense, they did hire him 10 days before, which I never understand.
That's weird.
This industry is weird. Like, the Golden Globes, the Oscars, who's hosting the Oscars? When they're Jimmy's.
Probably.
Like, the Golden Globes, the Oscars, like, the Grammys, like, all these things are moments that stay in the same place every year.
Yeah, you have
2 weeks before, you're like, oh, shit, we haven't got a host.
Literally.
Why did you hire him 10 days before? Or was it that you were asking literally every single person?
People will say no now because they know it's kind of like, it's not really, you're not going to do what. No one's going to be like, oh, I saw you on the awards, you were great.
No, but what's his face that did it last year was all right. The black guy that's in Poor Things. I can't remember his name. He's like, I don't know what. He looks like a skinny version of Jonathan Majors.
I know exactly who you're talking right? about, but I just can't say his name.
Which I don't know if it's an insult or not, but he has like, they could dress the same.
Yeah, but like twins.
Yeah. My second shout out, which isn't really a shout out, but it's more like an awareness story. Did you see that stuff about that that Parisian model?
No. Oh, so, yes, I did.
So there is...
Wait, who are you shouting out? Where's this guy? Because I've seen updates to this. Go on.
I'm shouting out him.
Oh.
What's happened?
You may not want to do that.
Okay. Go on.
The model who was scouted and then...
Homeless?
Yeah.
What happened?
This is all alleged, but I saw it was a thread from somebody who was involved in the booking of him. But there was some altercations with like the place where he was staying and the houses got trashed and there's layers to the story.
Okay then.
But it's interesting. I mean, people should get the help that they need. And I don't think a modelling contract was the help that he needed.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think there's also in, like, I understand giving people opportunities, but you also need to, like, look at the surroundings.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know when, like, oh, what's that home makeover? when they build those really expensive houses for poor people. And yeah. it's like, and it's how like, are they going to upkeep that?
It's are like, you watching The Curse?
I tried to watch The Curse. Oh my God.
That just reminded me
of
Oh
my
curse.
Gosh, The Curse. I tried to watch it. It's not, I don't like Nathan Fielder.
It's like, it's,
I'm sorry. I, can't
I feel like I'm
it.
Having to push through.
Yeah.
But like, I know it's funny, but I feel like I'm having to push through. But on what you said, that reminded me of that.
Yeah.
But it is funny because the only thing I laughed at was actually the sex scene, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, no, it's not that funny, but it is, yeah, it's with that homeless guy, it's like, help people how they need to be helped.
Yes.
Not just be like, hey, here's £1 million, do what you want. Which is also nice, but also, you know, that could, you need to help people.
You can give him the thing and then, it's like teaching how to fish.
Yeah.
Give the fish, but also teach the fish.
Yeah.
How to fish.
Why not both?
Exactly. Well, I guess I won't shout him out then. Maybe I need to update myself.
Yeah, I'll find that thread.
But it was more also that... which is kind of weird, but, and I'm not too sure where the balance is. If someone's in need, so basically, because when the story first came out, people were like, he sleeps on this metro station to go and help him out. But I also felt that that was like a bit of a danger.
It's like doxing.
Yeah, low key, but you're already on the street. So then is it doxing? But I was like, I also was like, that's kind of dangerous. Mm. You've left now, because there's a lot of evil people. Mm-hmm. So now you've given his location. Also, he's like an immigrant.
Yeah.
So then
he's a vulnerable person.
The police could just see that and then snatch him up and then kick him out. So I also thought, but I don't know where the balance is. How do you help somebody out with, how do you help out a homeless person without sharing that location? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, it's a tough one. But I don't think that was done in the right way.
It's all a bit of a mess. But okay, I'll update myself on that. Well then, well, I guess we'll get into news.
What should we start with?
Jonathan Majors.
Ah, a regular occurring story on the show because the man just won't stop talking.
That ABC interview was really funny.
So if you don't know, obviously, Jonathan Majors was found guilty and he's lost his deals. And now he went on to ABC to have an interview. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
To talk about the events that led him to where he is now.
But he didn't really talk about it.
He gave no answer. What did he say when... he said he shouldn't have been in the car.
No, this is what he said. Oh, this is why it was so funny. Firstly, the funniest thing
by the
was,
way, before we say it, the situation is not funny. We're saying funny as in ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It was almost as dumb as the R. Kelly interview.
Yeah.
Like, ABC stayed doing
not
dumb
serious.
Interviews. But it was... The first bit when he said... If... He was talking about the video of her... chasing him in the streets, which I still need clarity on.
So,
that
yeah, his,
because
was he chasing the ex down, you know, like in New York?
No, she was chasing
she's
him.
Chasing him.
She was chasing him down the street, and then he said, "Well, if I as a black man, if we reverse the video, you will be running backwards, man. But if we reverse the video, and I am a black man chasing a white woman down the streets of New York, I would have been shot and killed. Okay." And if my grandma had wheels, she'd be a bike. So, like, what are we talking about? Like, why? It's funny that, I don't know what he thought.
But they
you know, like, people say that and you expect you to go, yeah, words.
Okay, and?
Like, okay.
But you weren't.
But you weren't. She was, like, that's not what the situation was. Answer the question at hand. And then she goes, like, did you beat her up in the car? And he goes, well, first off, I shouldn't have even been in the car. I shouldn't have even been in the relationship. Okay. Did you hurt her? As in, she basically said that if she wasn't with you, would she be bust up right now? And he said, well, I shouldn't be in the... Yeah, valid actually. If you weren't in the car and you weren't in a relationship, she might not be hurt right now.
But who else would be, though?
But you hurt her.
Yeah.
So,
but
yes.
It's just ridiculous. It's trying to place all the blame on the woman as well, because... The common denominator here is him.
It's
he would have dated somebody.
Exactly.
It's just alluding to, like, the whole narrative of, like, the woman drove him to madness.
I think that...
If he hadn't been so stressed out, this whole terrible, unfortunate situation wouldn't have happened.
I just, like... I would just love... There's just so much around it. I would love to know where these two even met.
Mm.
They're such from the small I've understood from who she is, mm-hmm. this is such an unlikely matching. I want to know how this even came about.
Innit?
But also, one girl from Surrey and Jonathan Majors doesn't make any sense.
Very weird. Very weird behaviour. But the worst part was when he called Megan
his Coretta.
His Coretta. She's been holding him down. Like,
he basically called Coretta stupid.
Like Coretta King and Bernice. A daughter of Martin Luther King and Coretta, put out a statement saying her mum wasn't a prop. She was an established woman, and which is fair, because it's that's so disrespectful to drag her name into the mess.
I have a theory, you know.
Go on.
And don't shoot me. But I think the only reason that Megan is there is because Megan was the woman that he was cheating with.
Oh, do you think?
Because I have absolutely no idea why Megan would attach herself to someone after abuse allegations. Unless you were in the mix already.
But we can't be thinking like that, because you also would attach yourself to somebody even if you were with somebody and then abuse allegations came out.
See, look at the way that he's speaking. He isn't taking accountability for anything.
No.
And I think that considering Megan was married to a pastor,
mm-hmm.
Word manipulation
mm-hmm.
obviously works on her. So
yeah.
I think, and again, this is just my thoughts, no truth, no rhyme, no rhythm, is that he has convinced her she is the reason why he's done this.
That is
like, as in it's your fault because the ex-girlfriend approached him because he was messaging other women. If the other woman was Megan,
mm-hmm.
then he's like, this fight would have never have happened if not for you, vis-a-vis, you are also involved, you're together, and that's why she's still there. Otherwise, you're really dumb.
I mean, all the logic there is messed up. Like, I understand what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
But then it's
she feels guilty.
To be with somebody who not only cheats, but also beats.
Cheating
with...
You're the cheat.
Yeah, no, but still.
Yeah, like, you're the cheatess. Still, you're the mistress.
No, but it's like, you get them how you lose them, innit?
I guess. I don't know.
It's not a good way to set up a relationship. But, yeah, I hope it's the last we hear.
No, it won't be. Because when she does that Harlem press tour, it's going to come back. Like, you reckon she'll take him to the carpet?
No.
I think she will. Why are you going with him to that interview?
It
was when the camera turned on her, I said, and you're even there. How stupid you look. You are. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah. We as women need to do better.
Yeah. We really do. He's not, especially now the money's going to dry up.
She must be really deluded in love.
I wonder how quickly the world will forgive him. It'll be interesting to see what other roles he'll get, to see how it's going to be spun. He might just do like purely black projects.
I think that upsets me.
What?
Because it's like, I don't know, the whole way that he's like carrying himself is as this like really like conservative, like nice black man who was led down a path.
Yeah,
I don't like him. I don't want him bringing that to films that I want to see.
He does that.
I don't want him there. Like
paints himself as like a Lenny. Like he's like, it's not my fault. I'm massive.
Yeah.
It's just it's not my fault. I'm massive, and you guys see me as a dangerous person. I'm actually a super soft human. But now I've actually proved yourself to be a dangerous person.
Before he was proved to be a danger, people were calling him too soft.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't about the size.
No, well, they said that they didn't like him speaking about his issues with masculinity.
Mm. I think he's got some other issues with masculinity.
He does. He does have some other issues. But do you know why it's not going to end? It's like he has a kid with another woman
mm-hmm.
who has yet to say anything. I feel that is that's on the horizon.
I don't know.
I reckon she'll say something.
She's probably under manners.
What do you mean?
Like
to keep quiet.
Yeah.
I reckon depends on the relationship. Is I it don't a good know. Relationship is a bad relationship. Like
men, like men that could that know how to talk themselves out of situations scare me like that. Men of the book. If you've got
he's
that,
he's not a man of the book.
He's a, his isn't his parents pastors.
Okay,
so he knows how to he knows how to take an argument and, okay, and
yeah,
twist
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, in yeah, a godly he is, fashion.
He's a pastor's child.
Like it's
red
that
flag
is,
anyway,
right?
Fall from grace is crazy.
Yeah. What else were we talking about next?
FKA Twigs.
Yes.
Go on.
So FKA Twigs, but we saw the Calvin Klein have been doing a whole big campaign, and one of FKA Twigs's pictures was banned in the UK for being offensive and objectifying to women, apparently.
But that's it's an old campaign.
Is it?
I feel like I saw that picture ages ago.
It's not like when I read about it before I saw the picture. You can just I think it's on her Instagram. You can yeah. see it. It's just her with like a shirt draped over her, and you can kind of see like her bum line. Not bum crack.
Her outline of her rump. Yes. Yeah. No, and but, yeah.
I was expecting something far more scandalous. I've seen
dick prints. I have on like right? Let's be realistic. Like what. What it is a double standard.
It is. This is
Jeremy Aaron White's thing. I'm seeing penis.
Yeah, there's no room for imagination. We know what's going on under there.
Like, what's his name? The whole Moonlight cast.
Nick Jonas.
Like, what? We see dick prints all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure what the issue is.
Can't see a quick bum line.
Like,
what is that called? Silhouette.
Yeah, it's a silhouette.
It's a silhouette.
But they said that it's not really showing off the clothes. She's wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't know how she's going to, but it is, I think that's also in like when the sexualization of black women's bodies, because she isn't the first to do a Calvin Klein ad. I remember Kendall's.
The whole Jenner Kardashian.
Exactly. Also around about the same. Every woman that does a Calvin Klein ad is about the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not too sure why FKA's is different, too unless they're going to say that body's too good.
Just can't handle
body's
that.
Too good, it can't be handled, unless they're gonna say that it's not underwear she's wearing the shirt. Maybe they got confused. But then the ASA also, I'm not too sure what's going on with the ASA these days, because it seems like somebody's put a stick up their back, because right? They're everywhere now. I even get TikTok ads for them. I'm like, why am I getting an ad about the ASA? I don't really care. But the ASA said that
Who is the ASA for people who don't know?
Oh, the ASA is like the advertising standard. Agency or association or whatever it is. But basically they dictate what can be ads and what can be not ads or whatever. They said two people complained.
Man, they don't know about Ofcom.
Two people complained. Are we really listening to two people? Is that all it takes? Because I've got so many ads I can complain about. Yeah. I don't want to see anymore. Is that all it takes? Two people said it's too sexual. Also, I don't feel like this is an ad that was...
It also wasn't that sexual.
Because it also...
She was just nude-ish.
It wouldn't have been printed.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been on TV. It wouldn't have been printed. Maybe in a magazine.
Yeah.
Where there's loads of other naked people anyway. It would have been on social media. That's not the worst thing you're seeing on your Instagram. And if you're complaining to the ASA about a Calvin Klein ad, get a life.
I have seen men's bums on Calvin Klein's ads. I've seen bum crack.
Right.
And I don't want to see crack. Like, no one wants to see that.
Yeah, that's weird.
So why can't we see the little silhouette?
I want to see it again. Like, it's really not...
It's also black and white, which is like less sexual to me.
It's FK, do you see what she said?
No, I actually didn't.
Oh, she...
I thought she said it was unfair.
Yes. So they were like, the image placed the viewer's focus on the body rather than the clothing being advertised. When Calvin Klein's ads are really, we're all looking at the body.
Yeah.
Because I'm not looking at the underwear. The underwear hasn't changed.
It's literally
underwear
same.
Hasn't changed since it fucking came out.
I have Calvin Klein underwear from like 2009.
Like the design same. Hasn't changed since it came out. Like, no, like, let's be realistic. By focusing on her physical features and presenting her as a stereotypical sexual object. I think that's hard for them to dictate. I feel like they should have reached out to her first to see if she felt sexualized. and then make that statement. Yeah. If I'm not sexualized, I don't feel sexualized, then I'm not being sexualized.
Yeah.
And also it wasn't. She just had a top half on. And then she wrote on Instagram, I don't see the stereotypical sexual object they labeled me as. I see a beautiful, strong woman of color whose incredible body has overcome pain, more pain than you can imagine. Yeah, so to be clear, I am proud of my physicality and I hold the art that I create with the vessel to the standards, and she's listing powerful women. But yeah.
I honestly don't think the picture was inherently sexual. And I think it's weird to kind of just say a woman with curves is inherently sexual because she's just a woman. I think it's weird to place that much on a woman's body just for looking the way it does in its natural form. Whereas when the guys are looking that way, we're not like, these are an object.
Yeah, I think it's just the standard of like how you see boobs on men compared to women.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, she could be, why don't, when they make them wake her topless right now? Mm-hmm. Like the guys are.
Yeah.
The guys are stuffing their pants with socks.
Right? They're altered and enhanced.
And that, then they should just ban them all.
Because
mm-hmm. I've seen the Jeremy one way too much. Like, if we want to be talking about being plagued.
Yeah.
This is it.
Honestly, I don't need to feel see
like
that.
I felt like this came out a while ago, but maybe I'm bugging. Maybe it's new.
It's not, there's nothing out of the ordinary about the picture. You won't be shocked. You won't be like clutching your pearls.
No, it's like a very standard.
It's, you could open point. It in the office and no one would be like, ooh, they're watching porn. Like, it's a safe
work
picture.
Yeah, it's not a not safe for work picture. I'm trying to like, it's not on their Instagram. Like, none of the FKA's pics are under it. So to even talk about something that maybe happened a year ago.
Yeah, it's a weird one to single out.
Like, this is like Sun's picture. Like, what's the difference? I didn't see the difference.
I think we should start taking
you
bodies
for what they are. You think
I'm focusing
on the underwear? I'm looking at the body.
This is, but we should just take bodies for what they are.
Yeah.
Everyone has one.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally nothing you can see in a Calvin Klein ad that you can't see in the mirror or on another person.
Is this not the same?
Yeah.
But it's Kendall.
Is that Kendall? It looks like Emily.
Yeah, that's what she sent to her surgeon.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay. Well, yeah, I think.
Should we talk about? Okay, I'm going to be really honest. There's been some drama with Steph Lunder.
Oh, okay. No, I actually can't talk about it too much.
I can't
because
either.
It's too hard for me to track. But Steph Lunder was with Burna Boy. Steph Lunder was with Burna Boy, and then they broke up, and then he got with Jada Kingdom. And then in this time, he made songs about both of them. In the song when he was with Jada Kingdom, he basically took shots at. Steph Lunder said basically Jaden is a better shag than you, your pussy stinks, whatever, shame. But then Steph Lunder disrespected her. Oh, and in that time Jada got a Birkin bag. These are important facts,
right? Okay.
Jada got a Birkin from Burna, don't know what type, but we all know a Birkin costs
about 14 grand minimum.
Yes, exactly, but I'm sure it was a higher number. Yeah. But then they had a dip and then Burna ran back to Steph. Disrespected
himself after saying she's got a stinky. Right. Like, have some self-respect. Like, he said that
Jada was the best, the number one box he'd ever had in his life. And then you still took that back. Respect yourself. You took that
there
back.
There is no respect in this conversation.
Exactly. But he bought her a Rolls Royce. So now it's like, who really got one up? I don't really know what happened in between that time, because the Rolls Royce was honestly like last month, I feel like. But now they're taking shots at each other.
Over a man.
Don't know who started it. I feel like it was Jada. But the diss tracks are really salacious, because Jada has like a few skeletons in the closet. Yes, sure. But Steph has way more. Me, if I have skeletons in my closet, I will never fight with anybody online.
But would you ever be fighting with anybody online over a guy that said that you smell?
Yeah.
And then got back with you?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, none of you will be with him after this. Because that's also embarrassing for him.
Yeah, there's no respect here.
You guys are going to air each other's business. Everything's going to come out. One of you's going to lose all credibility. And at the end of the day, you're going to have no man anyway. He's going to Burna Boy's gonna post a picture tomorrow with another girl. And then, but what's funny is, in the same way though, they are rap. We are rappers. Well, I say that very loosely. They are rappers, and yes, rappers have beef and diss tracks. The subject behind is whatever, because it's rare that male rappers are fighting over a woman, but sometimes it does happen. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting how the rest of the community has responded to it. Mm-hmm. And even Sean Paul.
Yeah, I saw that. Like,
got involved, and he was like, his thing was basically like, men can be angry and beef each other, but we come home to women for us to calm down. How can we be calm if you're not calm?
Shut up, Sean
Shut
Paul.
Shut up. What were you doing?
Like, no one needed your opinion.
Nobody needed that. He's basically like, keep the peace, because if women aren't peaceful, then men can't be peaceful.
No, women can be as unpeaceful as men. I would just say, like, I just don't know why any woman would want to date a man who speaks badly about women.
In public.
Yeah.
Like, he said,
like, if he's
you're
gonna,
not shit.
If he's gonna say that about one person that he likes at one time, he's gonna say it about you.
Oh yeah, for sure. But my thing is also, like, if he made it, also that song, I think that song went number one. Like, as in that song was up there. So like, if he's saying that, you know, on a track for everyone to hear, he's mm-hmm. saying way much worse behind the doors.
That's
he's saying you smell like earring bags, like Lamar did about Khloe Kardashian.
That's such a, you know what, it's like such a betrayal. Because it doesn't even matter if it's true or not.
No.
it's still going to ruin every memory. Lamar Odom said
that Khloe Kardashian's vagina smells like the back of an earring.
That's so specific, and it stinks.
It's so specific that it means it's true. And that is, no matter, even if...
No,
even
if it's like one day.
Even if you smell like roses, in my head, you smell like earring back. Do you know how bad that is?
That is awful. No, that would just... But it, I reckon it's like probably one day after the gym. Yeah, like it was one event that she smelled, and then that's tarnished the whole memory of the relationship.
However, no, because I also know like there's a difference. I feel like there's actually a big difference between like general vagina smelliness mm-hmm. and earring back smell.
Though that is a foul
smell. That's a very
smell.
Specific smell.
No, but I'm sorry. First of all, right, if I'm with you, why are you not telling me to fix up? Like, if I'm in a relationship with someone...
Well, I think that's why they're divorced.
She was married. Yeah. She was married to... If my husband is not telling me that I need to fix up, what are you here for? Why are you dating somebody who smells?
Exactly. Because like, you didn't respect her.
You didn't respect yourself. There's no respect.
Well, he was, like, high the whole time. Yeah. So.
But yeah. I've got an Am I the Arsehole, but it's more of a... Because it's obvious who the arsehole is.
Okay, go on.
It's more of a, what would you do... Because I genuinely want to know.
Okay, go on.
In these situations.
Hit me with it.
My 20F best friend of 5 years got a girlfriend last year, and he's claiming he's in love with her. Listen to the wording of this, by the way. But it,
wait, sorry, start that again.
I will start it again.
20-year-old.
So I'm 20-year-old. My best friend of 5 years got a girlfriend last year. Okay. I'll start from the beginning.
Go on.
From the top.
Sorry.
My best friend of 5 years got a girlfriend last year, and he's been claiming he's in love with her.
Okay.
After he started dating her, he started neglecting our friendship, and I confronted him about it. When he said he's not neglecting me, he's just enforcing boundaries because we can't be together 24/7, sleep together, or go on dates.
Sleep together?
I think just in the same room, not like sleeping with each other.
Even so.
But although as I go on, you might not be. I sucked it up, but I was bitter that a girl he just started dating took my place. I'm seeing him do all these things with her, having all these experiences while he doesn't do it with me. One day he wouldn't come to football night because his girlfriend was hospitalised and he wanted to stay with her.
Okay.
Yesterday was my birthday and I'm planning on having a party tomorrow night with my close friends. When I invited my best friend, he let me know he couldn't make it since I was telling him last minute. When I asked him why he couldn't make it, he said that his family and his girlfriend's family planned on meeting each other and it was on the day I'd planned my party. He didn't know I'd have my party on Sunday when he planned for the families to meet, but I told him and he straight up told me he wouldn't come instead of trying to cancel and arrange another time. I'm his best friend and I'm hurt. He wouldn't even try to find some time for me and my party over something concerning his girlfriend again.
Is that the whole thing?
No. It gets worse.
Oh, okay.
This morning, I video chatted him and asked to see his girlfriend as well, as I told them I had to make an announcement. When his girlfriend came on the call, I started telling him he's a simp and he forgot his best friend over her and he'll regret treating me like that after she dumped him. I said, I'll always be there and support him with open arms, but he shouldn't prioritize her over me regardless. His girlfriend started screaming at me and telling me to stay in my lane, and he defended her. He said, I'm being unreasonable and overreacting, and I should get it together. They hung up on me. After that, I texted the group, letting them know what had happened, and they told me I'd acted like the arsehole since I overstepped. Am I the arsehole? I don't think I am. She obviously is.
But I think...
Yeah, give me your thoughts first.
I think that they were sleeping together. You guys were shagging, 100%, because you're way too attached. And he's just like, oh, just fuck off. He was like, it was a friend that he sleeps with.
Yeah.
But she is, yeah.
She was hoping for more.
But she's a dick. What you should have done, and I've done this, is that to make sure that you are always there, I'm going to fake be friends with your girlfriend that I don't care about. Well, but now I'm going to be invited to all the activities. Because I need to, if it's going to be, you're choosing between me or her, then I'm just going to fake be besties with your girlfriend, whether I care about them or not. Maybe eventually I will care about them. And now we're going as a trio.
Well, normally if you have, like...
However, if she was in hospital, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, that's why. It's like, oh, she didn't come to football night because she was in hospital.
Like, that's so crazy.
I wanted to know what you would do if you were the girlfriend in this situation.
Oh, that's gone. You're not talking to her again.
Yeah.
You're not talking to her again. I cut it off completely.
I think the boyfriend did the right thing here.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was in a hospital and then you messaged me saying that, oh, sorry, I'm going to watch football with the boys, delete my number.
Yeah, he's a caring boyfriend.
It's not even caring. He's doing what the boyfriend should do.
Imagine
the minimum that should happen. I'm in hospital.
Imagine expecting two sets of parents, a boyfriend and girlfriend, to rearrange weekend plans because you planned your last minute birthday on a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's done what normal boyfriends should do.
Well, most friends, when you have a guy friend and they get a girlfriend, they become, you hang out as a group and they become your friend. You're not competing with your mate's girlfriend.
Yeah, but...
Which she clearly is.
Because you shagged him, because you guys were sleeping
or
together.
Or she wants to, at least.
No, you guys were sleeping together, because also...
I don't know why she would include, we can't sleep together anymore, Ian, I'm bitter.
Why were you sleeping together anyway?
Well, no, I used to, like, sleep over at a friend's house. Mm. Yeah, I have.
No, she didn't say it like that.
Although, when you're at uni... That.
She didn't say it like that. That wasn't a sleepover.
But do you know how many stories I read that were similar to this?
What?
Of people being like, my guy friend got a girlfriend and now he doesn't like me. She's not even pretty and she's a pick me.
Because of, I think that a lot of people fancy their guy friends. That's it. A lot of people fancy their guy friends. A lot of people fancy their guy friends.
If any of my guy friends are listening here right now, by the way, I don't fancy I love you all dearly. But
a lot of people, and I think they don't realize that they fancy it's like, their guy friends, and they see it as like a brother thing, but really you're actually doing
it's,
way
it's
more.
Like them boy mums who secretly want to sleep with someone.
Yeah, it is like that, because I think like a lot of, depending on when you started the friendship, a lot of your guy friends come to you pretty hopeless and a bit like, and it's just like they don't seem to know what is going on.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're like training them.
And then they date, like they have like a few failed relationships,
yeah,
and you're there
and
in
then
their
you're
corner.
Like coaching them to be like, this is how you speak to a woman. And then with that, so then maybe it's like, it's either a split of like you fancy them or that's your son.
It's the boy mum
scenario.
It's, you know what? Because I was thinking about the boy mums and it's like they created the perfect man when they had a son.
No, and they didn't.
Well, no, that's what they think. They created their dream man.
Yes, their
they
dream
raised
man.
Their dream man, and then the dream man grows up and goes and gives it to somebody else, and they get jealous.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. It's like, I spent all these hours playing FIFA with him.
Yeah,
and now he doesn't even want to sleep
that's
with
like,
me.
That's like when you date someone that can't dress, and then you.
No, don't piss me off.
And then you change the whole wardrobe, and now I'm like, you are benefiting.
from what I have done. I changed this wardrobe.
Now look at what you're better. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
And so I can kind of get that, but that also makes sense. That's like a jealous ex situation, not like a jealous friend or a weird mom that is in love with their kid.
I think it's a weird thing though, because sometimes I'll be like, you'll be like, is this a movie? 'Cause in a movie, your best guy friend would, you would end up marrying them in a movie.
Yeah, in a movie.
People need to start thinking about but what is life and what is a movie.
But I think it crosses people's heads all the time. I think it depends on how close you are.
Does it? My close friends are men.
I think that...
And there's nothing there.
My best male friend, everybody was like, you guys are together.
Oh, yeah.
Standard. I said, oh, okay, cool. No, not at all. I'd probably vomit.
Yeah.
I would probably throw up. But I think it does cross people's heads.
No, to this day, so I have one friend where my mum's always asking about him. It's like, no.
Yeah.
No, Nadia. This is never going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Because my granddad's also asked, and I'm like, well, you know I've been with Steph for 7 years now, so no.
But it's like, if you're in a movie, though.
Yeah.
Like, one day Steph pisses you off, and then you think I'm going to run over to him.
Imagine. No. So I maybe like her friends have gassed her in her head, like, you guys are. So then if you think that when you're older, because what she says, she's 20.
Yeah.
So yeah, if she thinks like, well, one day when we're older, they're going to be together. Now this new chick's come in and has kind of ruined that plan. Then she's like stressing about it. But she's lucky the new girlfriend hasn't slapped her. Because at a certain point, I'd be like, you need to fuck off now.
Oh, I hate that.
Like, you need to be like, you actually need to piss
it's
off.
It's actually now a really awkward situation to be on the other half of it.
Yeah.
And then you can tell when your boyfriend's friend clearly fancies him, and you can't say anything because then you look like the jealous one. Yeah. So she's done, know, this girl has this done the girl a favor by being so unhinged in their faces.
Yeah, you have to. I saw Alani tweet something the other day kind of on this. Would you let your partner share a bed with their friend of the opposite sex?
Yeah,
without you there.
Why would I be there? Like, honestly, I'm very like, unless there's a reason to be jealous, there's no that I wouldn't.
No, but I
be.
Think like, think of these three.
These three? No, this girl is staying away.
No, but that's it. Like, that's their...
No, I would know... No, because in any scenario, if I'm dating somebody, I'm going to meet their friends. I'm going to know them. If I'm side-eyeing, it depends on the friend.
Yeah, but that's their best friend.
It's their best friend. That's their best friend.
No, but I mean, this girl...
No,
like,
but...
No, but, like, take it... Because you have no... There's always, like, a shielding of crazy.
No.
So you don't even know how long you guys have been together until... The bed sharing
no,
situation
because
has come. So you're not even close to her yet because you don't know.
Give me more details. Like, why are they sharing a bed?
Group holiday.
Oh, that's at this age you can't spring for twin beds.
I don't know. People share rooms.
People share. Also,
twin beds, sometimes they just spring up to you like, oh, sorry, we couldn't.
That's true. Swim. I wouldn't have a problem with it inherently. I would if I didn't know the person. If I'd known that they'd been together before, obviously no. But then how would I know?
You wouldn't know.
The less I know, the better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you need to tell me that right now.
No, because if you're telling me I'm doing this thing, and by the way, we're sleeping in the same bed. It's like, if you're gonna cheat, but you wouldn't tell me that.
No, because the intention to cheat isn't there. With a lot of people,
yeah.
The intention to cheat isn't there, but you still cheated. Like, you, as in, if you booked a group holiday, you're not like, oh, I'm going to shag my friend in the house.
I just can't.
It's just like, you have shagged.
I just can't imagine me being with somebody who is going to, unless they do already, they're going to do that.
Do what?
Be like,
to cheat?
Yeah, all the time. That's such low-hanging fruit to cheat with your friend on holiday.
Isn't that like the easiest way? You're not going to find out.
No, but why? Like, I'm just thinking about me and my guy friends. If I went, like, if I had to share
you're
a bed.
You're thinking about your own guy friends. You need to think of, like.
No, but I'm saying me as a woman.
Right, okay.
If I'm sharing a bed with one of my guy friends,
yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
Not, yeah. You're thinking of the other
and
side.
And I'm looking at me, my, so person I'm dating, their friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, because they could also cheat with a guy or a girl. It doesn't matter. Like, they can cheat. Cheating happens. Sharing a bed does not automatically mean cheating.
No, I didn't say it automatically means cheating. People think, like, there's a boundary crossed. I would.
I think it's not an ideal situation, but I wouldn't have, like, that big of a problem with it. Would you? So what's Steph on holiday? I think Steph's a big man. Like, why is he sharing a bed with a girl?
Yeah, firstly, Steph, I'd be like, why? Like, you're literally over 4 years old, yeah. So you have the money to buy your own room. But he does just fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, to be honest, I wouldn't care, because I know that, actually, I already know he's already done that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because if he goes to visit his friends and they have, like, one bed apartments... He could also sleep on the couch.
I
know that he just sleeps.
It's the people, the guys and the girls, who are trying to get with their friends that are ruining it for everyone.
Well, you never really know who's trying to get with your partner. Like, you think that, like, if I wanted to get with somebody's, a guy in my friendship groups, and they had a girlfriend, would I make it obvious that I fancy this person? Most likely not.
No, but you would play the long game. And to be honest, thinking until about it like
holiday,
that,
yeah.
No, I wouldn't think until the holiday. Because if I'm going to try and get with my friend, then I'm planning to marry them, right?
No. No.
No?
No. Why you are you thinking about...
Destroy your friendship for sex.
Nobody said it's destroyed. Who said it's destroyed?
We're starting an affair.
Oh, we're on a different... No,
no, I'm
fair. I'm saying one and done. You're thinking too long term.
I'm thinking
it's gonna happen on the holiday, and it's not gonna be discussed again.
I just think if it hasn't happened by now, it won't happen.
No. That's not a good logic. That isn't good logic.
I don't. I see things from a very me perspective.
Something could happen. Somebody could have a massive glow up. You've gone turkey, your hairline's changed.
But like, then it's like, maybe they were meant to be together. Who am I to stand in the way of true love?
That's what you would
say. Like, go be with your best friend turned girlfriend.
It would only be like, if you had that whole, you were friends from when you were two, then maybe...
That's like incest.
Then maybe I'd be like, I'm standing in the way of something special. But if you've been friends for like 5 years, then I'd be like, well, that's, no, I don't know. It's obviously different for every single friendship group. There's always one very suspicious person. If it happens to be that suspicious person, then now I'm going to be like, But then I'm going to sound like a dick.
Yeah, because then you sound like Ross from Friends.
Exactly. But now when you've come home and I'm not hearing a play-by-play of every activity, I'm like, there's 4 hours missing.
That's true.
And now I'm
going to
be psyching out, so I don't know. But I guess the main thing is trust. So.
Trust, yeah. You have nothing unless you have trust.
I guess. But you also have nothing if you don't have a brain.
I don't know. I just don't. I don't really get the thrill of cheating. So
it just seems quite stressful.
Yeah.
Seems actually very stressful.
Man, there are some people. Some of these Reddit stories that I read, people cheating and they get pregnant by their best friend's like boyfriend.
I think that's so weird. It stresses me out. One time I got so drunk, I woke up. My onesie. I woke up fully clothed, but like inside my onesie on top, so I was sweating. But then one of my guy friends, Casper, was also in the bed, and I turned over and looked at him, and I sat up and cried. I just cried, and I was like, "Why are you here?" And he was like, "I didn't have anyone else to sleep."
Innocent.
And I was so stressed because I couldn't remember a lot. So that stress alone.
Yeah.
Would have been, that's too much for me.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
That's too much. I couldn't actually cheat. I was always like, what happened? I was like, what's going on? He literally has his shoes on, but nothing could have happened. But I was so stressed at that moment. I knew I could never cheat with a clear conscience. But yeah. Yeah.
That's been the week.
So don't
cheat. Also, if you fancy your friend, I think tell them.
No.
I think, honestly, if I think everybody, again, I get my logic from friends, Everybody likes to hear that someone likes them.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
Oh my God. Sorry. If I told you someone has a crush on you, you'd be like,
No, but when you hear your friend likes you, you're like, well, fuck off because now you've ruined it. Now you've ruined it. Now you've ruined it because now I'm not your friend anymore. Now, because you've told me it's about, with the intention for us to be together.
It's about reading the room.
So like, if you haven't just told me, just say it.
You can kind you can always kind of tell if something is going to happen. I think you can, if you can, the energy kind of gauge.
There's an energy shift in the room now we're alone and I'm like, oh.
No, but you can kind of gauge if you've gotten in there.
Yes, but some people are quite clueless. Also, some people just read things wrong.
Actually, this happened to my friend, actually. One of my close male friend, one of his girlfriends told him, like, they were hanging out loads. We were also hanging out loads. It was like summertime.
Yeah.
And then at the end of summer, she was like, I have feelings for you. Has he seen her again?
You see?
Never.
That's
and then I had to be like, by the way,
not me.
Us hanging out. No, that is platonic.
No, but like, that happens. Once you've said that, it's shit's rude. And then people are like, oh, we can move. No, we can't move on.
I think
because, you know, I'm telling the rest of the group.
I think, yeah, I think different people have, like, some people don't think that guys and girls can be friends. And I think if you don't think that, you probably shouldn't be.
Guys, yeah.
Or you should remember that things are platonic all the time.
But you know what I think it is? I think that a lot of people, here's what tends to happen. A lot of people's friendships start from, there was something there before mm-hmm. that was tried and now you're friends.
Yeah.
But that means there was an initial attraction. I make it my point that none of my guy friends are my type. I would not touch you with a broomstick. I think that if all your guy friends are your type on paper, like all your boyfriends low-key look like your guy friends, you're going to have a weird crossover. You're going to have a weird crossover point. And this is where it gets a bit murky.
But then you can find somebody attractive and not want to date them.
Yes, that's true. But I think if you go in, if you met somebody, found them attractive, and then were dating, but it kind of turned to friendship, I think that's when it gets, I think that's where you're in a little bit of murky waters.
I think that's even better, though, because it's like, you're clearly not compatible.
Depends why you stopped.
Yeah.
It depends why you stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you did something gross and it grossed me out and I have the ick for life, then that's great. But I feel like there's...
Or like if you had a little crush because you thought they were attractive and then you meet their personality and you're like, okay, you're a brother.
Well, no, that's different. But I feel like sometimes you see people... Well, my friends that have this issue a lot of the time. All your ex-boyfriends look like all your friends. All your exes look exactly like all your friends.
You're casting a really wide net there.
So like you need to like maybe find friends on... From another, like, you're matching yourself to people you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that you can always have a friendship there. And now you're drunk and now you've got with them.
That's so true.
The fact is, like, you can be friends with attractive people or people you're like, this person's attractive. But there can't be an attraction there. Because once alcohol is in the mix, you will get with them. You will.
But that's the thing. If you get it out of the way nice and early, then you don't have to do it again.
What do you mean? Well, if you do it nice and early and then you enjoyed it, then you will do it again.
And then that's your boyfriend, girlfriend. No, done. Simple.
It's not that simple.
Life can be simple.
But anyway.
On that note, stay warm, guys.
Yeah, it's cold,
I'll see you next week if it's not -15 degrees.
All right, bye.